And with us this morning, Peter James is the administrator at Great Expectations School, and with him is Sue Butter. She teaches kindergarten. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're here to talk about enrollment.
Oh, yes.
And so tell us why we're here to talk about enrollment. The enrollment situation at charter schools is a little different.
It is. Charter schools are public schools, and so you would think that the enrollment situation would be much like any other public school, except that because charters have a particular educational philosophy or approach or model that they're trying to implement, they have the ability to set grade level and classroom level caps on enrollment. So in order to make sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to, you know, enroll in a charter school if they choose, the state requires that you have an enrollment window that allows anyone who's interested to apply. And if you have enough spots for everybody, great. But if you don't, then you have to draw names randomly, you know, a lottery, so that everyone has an equal opportunity to enroll. And that's really the underlying principle there. It's a public school. Everyone should have an equal opportunity to enroll. Now
tell us why enrollment, why you've got as many spaces as you do, and how many do you have?
Well, we choose every year as a school board to set our enrollment caps based on what we think the number of students we can teach and deliver the type of education and create the kind of learning environment that we want. And so we say, you know, too many kids, we just can't address the individual needs of students and look at their individual strengths and needs and respond to those. So we do set grade level caps. It's 11 per grade is the most we have. And this year, you know, one of the things that is a factor for us is the number of siblings. Siblings, by law, are entitled to enroll before any other students. So if we have a year where there's lots of, you know, younger siblings that are entering as kindergartners, we have fewer spots for the general public. If there are fewer siblings, which is the situation this year and next, then there are more spots. And so for this year in our kindergarten class, we still have four openings. For next year, at this point, we're looking at five openings. So there's openings at those early grades. Now the year after that, you know, if people keep coming back, it might, you know, look different. But in general, it's the number of siblings that determines the number of new openings that we have.
Also, 11 kids in a class.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty good to me.
That's a great number to have.
And so we're looking for four this year. Mm-hmm. When kids come in to kindergarten, I mean, we used to start school at kindergarten, but with so much preschool activities now. But if I'm a parent and I've got a kindergartner and I'm considering sending him to Great Expectations, what can I expect is going to happen in kindergarten? I mean, before we went on the air, we were talking about it. A lot of things are the same as when I was in kindergarten, mm-hmm. which we won't go into. but still, I mean, what do you do
sure.
with these kids that doesn't happen later?
So at GES in kindergarten, really the goal is to prepare them for their school career. And so at GES, we do a lot with the social-emotional curriculum. And part of that is responsive classroom is a curriculum that we use. Part of responsive classroom is a morning meeting, it's called. And in morning meeting time, it's just a rich, rich time where we, we do so much, but learn to be in the classroom, learn to be a listener. You know, how do you listen? How do you sit? How do you be a respectful listener? There are so many ways that they can learn that. Social skills, problem-solving skills. There's a lot of conflict, you know, in classrooms that just happens. So we nip it in the bud right away and take the small stuff and make it important so that it doesn't become the big stuff.
Has academics, such as it is at this level, has this kind of filtered down into kindergarten? Because when I can remember in kindergarten, there wasn't much of it, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, or what I'd call academics. But I'm just wondering, things has changed so much, and there's kids are starting to use pretty sophisticated tools at an early age. How does that affect what you do in a kindergarten class?
Right. Well, we do use some technology. It's required, you know, to teach those technology skills now. But it doesn't change the expectations in the classroom. It's amazing how much they know about technology coming in at kindergarten already.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. It's great. And it's fun to incorporate that technology into the classroom, into the academics, in any way that we can. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't change the expectations of social skills, you know.
Well, I know we've got an open house coming up here, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But just personally, I've always admired people who teach the very young, because for those of us who don't exactly communicate that well with the very young, what do you do to get ready to take care of all those little kids that have all got their little agendas?
Well, you know, I feel like kindergarten is such an important time. I want them to be successful. I want them to be happy. I want it to be a time when they're excited to come to school, and they're sponges at that age. And they're naturally joyful, naturally happy. So I want to keep that going, and I want them to be happy about coming to school, excited to come to school. I get so many hugs and smiles and I love yous, and you know, you can't. How many people have jobs like that where people tell you they love you multiple times a day, or you get hugs multiple times a day? And it's pretty great.
Well, you get it here at the radio station all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, not true. So, open house. Tell me about the open house, Peter. And what's the purpose of this? I mean, I think we talked earlier, it's not so much to enroll, but learn.
Right, exactly. It's an opportunity for people to learn. Again, it's not part of everyone's experience. So to find out, if you're curious about what Great Expectations is, what it offers, how it does what it does, the kinds of things that would differentiate it from other educational choices that you might have, this is a time to learn. And so Friday morning, this Friday the 13th, 9:30 to 10:45, we're asking anyone who's interested, and if you have a student from kindergarten through sixth grade, stop on by. You can call the school. It would help us to know who's coming, I guess. So 387-9322 to RSVP. But the idea is that it's open to anyone who wants to find out about the school, not necessarily this is your time to sign up. We do require that applications for next fall are in by March 27th. So, you know, there is a certain urgency. And certainly if you can't make it Friday, there are opportunities. Call the school and visit another time. But this is just a time when maybe someone who is wondering about the school, considering it, not sure, can come and ask questions and actually see it in operation, not just talk about it.
Now, are there openings other than kindergarten, or is that where everything starts?
Well, everything starts in kindergarten, and certainly we invite kindergarten parents. But we do have openings, as I said, first grade, and I think third and fourth and grade. So opportunities for next fall do exist besides those early grades. And again, we don't know for sure. So even if there isn't a spot right now, there may be a spot come fall. People move out of the area. People make, you know, different choices for their own students. So the likelihood that that somebody could be moving is pretty great. So I would encourage anyone who's interested just to find out more, stop by or give us a call.
Okay, Friday.
Friday.
Would you say 9?
9:30 to 10:45.
Okay.
And the expectation is that if you have potential students, bring them with. They can come in and I know visitors in the past have enjoyed being in the Bear Cubs classroom, the kindergarten classroom, and the kids just jump right in, and Sue has activities for them to do, and gives a chance for the parents to talk and see, and for the student to experience a little bit about what it might be like at Great Expectations.
Well, before I let you get back to school, Sue, what's the favorite thing right now in kindergarten? What do the kids look forward to the most?
Oh, my. Recess, of course.
Some things don't change.
No, yeah. I guess they don't, yeah.
At the end of every day, I oftentimes do what went well today. I'll ask the children, what went well today? And sometimes I have to say, what went well today besides recess? Give me another one. But it's usually recess because they get to play and move around.
Move around. Mm-hmm. Well, and with the weather's nice, I suppose that's part of the deal.
Yes.
Okay, Sue Butter is a kindergarten teacher at Great Expectations. Peter James is the administrator. And again, 9:30 to 10:45 on Friday is time to learn about enrolling your kids.
Yep, 387-9322. Find out more.
Okay, thank you both.
Thanks.